All right. I think I'm back on track. We'll see. Usually when I'm on my vacation, I end up sleeping too late, but I'm forcing myself to get up early. I ain't had any breakfast yet. It's about 12 o'clock. I probably need to go get some breakfast before I go do my chores and my stuff that I'm doing. Here's the problem, people. Here's the problem. And this is the problem across the board. And I'm sorry you're going through it, because I don't even have to be there. I already know what you're going through, because I've probably lived 10 lives in my lifetime. And when I see craziness, I just leave. I step out of it. It's too much crazy. If a job goes crazy, I go get another job. If in-laws go crazy, I cut them off. I ain't putting up with no... If it ain't peaceful, I ain't putting up with it. I'm sorry. I'm not obligated to drama. I'm not obligated to insanity. I'm not obligated to liars. I'm not obligated to cheaters. I'm not obligated to anybody who's not willing to admit and be introspective and move forward, you know, and change, and you know, and you can't for, and the sad part, and I know this, you can't force people to do better. You can't force people to change. You can't force people to do anything. So the question is, you got people who are associated with other people, and if you associate with that person, they're dealing with patterns that they're trauma from those people, and everybody's dealing with trauma of some shape, you know. Everybody's dealing with some trauma from other people, then they bring it into your world, and you just live a peaceful life. And you say, I can't do this. I'm sorry. You have to start when you're young. If you start seeking the truth and the inner stuff when you're older, and you don't cut out people who are crazy when you're younger, start cutting people out one by one who don't have your best interest. It's hard to do it. I could understand where people would have a hard time. Because you're not prepared. If you've been prepared your whole life, if you were raised around chaos and you started preparing, okay, this is insane. What do I need to do? I need to go to college. I need to get a good job. I need to save some money. I need to educate myself. I need to renew my mind. I need to get saved. You don't know that you need to get saved till the Holy Spirit shows you. I get saved. Y'all need to get saved. But they love the death cult so much, they're not going to get saved. If they're so ingrained in the death cult, in the flesh mind, in the world, the flesh, and pride life, and they're not willing to cut certain people out of their life, they'll never cut them out. They'll never cut out the drama. They'll never cut it out. They might find a little niche that they can have their little room or their little space with no drama, but as soon as they walk out their little door, it's all drama. The good thing about the corporation jobs, they force the drama to go away, because if somebody's causing a lot of drama, they get fired. That's the good thing about a corporation. If you're, let's say I had a tree business going on, hired a bunch of people. That'd be just all men. Let's say I had a business, a painting business, and you could hire men and women. There would always be drama. Unless it was a big corporation with policies to follow, It'd be nothing but drama. Even a tree business. A roof. I paid some people to put a roof on one of my houses, and I went over. They started about 9. I went over there about lunchtime, and I can't remember if I climbed the ladder to look to, or if I just was talking to the foreman out there. But I wasn't over there but 10 minutes. And some dude on the roof, it was like 10 of them on the roof because I got it done in a few hours. Some dude on the roof, he said, I don't know if he said I'm quitting or I'm not going to be here tomorrow or something like that. I don't know. Some kind of flesh creature. He said something to the boss, and the boss said, I don't care. I got enough workers. Can you see all these workers around you? I don't care. Trying to provoke the boss with a comment like that. I don't know if he said jokingly, well, I ain't gonna be here tomorrow or next week or I'm quitting or something. He says, do what you wanna do. If you wanna work, you can work. If you don't, that's fine. I don't care. That's what he told him. And it's like, why would a man say something stupid like that? He was trying to provoke the boss. Trying to be cool in front of his coworker. Rebellion in the heart of mankind. That's why you have leadership that don't put up with your stupid rebellion. Call you out on it. If the woman is a piece cut off from Adam, just like the church is a piece cut off from Christ, on earth, the earthly body is earthly, fleshly, temporal. So the woman, the Bible says, be not bitter against your wives. Why would he say that? Because the woman is earthly, fleshly, and temporal. Her body has encoded in her body the 28-day cycle, which the moon goes around. She's affected by the moon. I used to not believe that. Why is it when they get around other women, they act like the other women, even though that's not who they are? That's the hive. The flesh mind is the hive. That's why it's called a system. It's systemic. Why does Paul say it's better for a man to stay single? And then he says in that later on in that same chapter, 1 Corinthians 7, he says you're divided. When you get married, you get divided. You're either spiritual or you're trying to be spiritual and tied into the world. And he says that to the single women, the virgin women. It's better to stay single if she's... But most of the time, women can't be single. They don't want to be single. But if they can't submit to the man, they need to stay single because they're just causing confusion in his life because he expects the woman to submit. I don't even care if he's an unsaved man. It's a fractal built into him. He wants the woman to submit. And if she can't submit to him, stay single. Why cause confusion? Why cause confusion? If you can't do your role, why cause confusion? If you can't do your role, why cause confusion? You take the job. Yeah, I can do this job. If you can't do the job, why cause confusion? I'm here at Walmart picking up something. I don't know.
a question for you. I don't have the app. Can I? What do I do? Just...
What?
I don't have the app.
Do I just call the number?
I help you.
Okay. Well, go ahead and help you then.
This one is good.